MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. And Liz has a new column up for Fox News about 2028. It's so far away, it's pretty much like a science fiction story. But here we are. Okay. And the vice president's name, Ms. Harris, emerges again and again as the number one choice for people who are given an opportunity because they haven't heard of everybody else. There's Mr. Pritzker of Illinois. There's Ms. Whitmer of Michigan. There certainly is Mr. Newsom of California. But Harris was the national figure, has a lot of energy, and wants the job. Came very close, is the opinion. And Liz has written a column about it. The choice for Harris is said to be California in 26 or the presidency in 28. Liz, my memory of your column right now is that Harris is serious about 28. There's no light finger touch here. The machinery has many excuses for why 24 did not work, chiefly to do with Joe Biden waiting too long to endorse Ms. Harris. Earlier in the year, throwing a primary, she would have won. She would have been a stronger candidate. You understand the excuses. But 28, is that too far for the Democrats, or are they locked in on it?
Oh, no, I think that there's going to be a total free-for-all within the Democratic Party. Kamala Harris, as you point out, has big name recognition. She has a proven record of being able to raise money, although I would argue that the $1 billion her campaign raised in last year was also a lot of that was already sort of set aside for Joe Biden and then shifted into Kamala Harris's column. I think donors are going to think hard and long about giving Kamala Harris a big bankroll that she can go out and blow again. It's not just that she lost, John. She lost every swing state. She lost the popular vote, for heaven's sakes. Even Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. So she really, and also she gave the Senate away. They lost four seats in the Senate, lost their majority. The Democrats lost their majority in the Senate. So there's going to be a lot of people raising their hand. What's astonishing to me is that there is no recognition that having the far left part of the party, the progressive wing of the party, take over the Democratic Party has been a disaster on the national level. And I think you really have to say, I mean, the residue of the Hillary Clinton loss was that the Democratic Party began to think, well, gosh, if Bernie Sanders followers didn't come out for Hillary Clinton and she lost as a result of that, and they didn't come out for her because she didn't go far enough left on her platform. She didn't embrace Medicare for all. She didn't repudiate trade deals until it was pretty late in the game. All those kinds of far left positions, which some of which, by the way, Donald Trump has embraced. Anyway, the understanding amongst Democrats was they needed Bernie Sanders' group to vote to win. And so in 2020, Joe Biden adopted, if you remember, about a month before the convention, Bernie Sanders' platform, largely adopted that platform, and then actually governed on a pretty far left rail for 4 years, with a lot of DEI being a top priority for every government agency, open borders, Green New Deal legislation, et cetera.
30 seconds, Liz. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
So I think Democrats feel they need to have that progressive vote behind them. The problem is going for that progressive vote means you also give up the Midwestern Union guy who really doesn't like those policies at all. And that toppled Kamala Harris, and it will do again in 2028.
Elizabeth Peake, writing a column for Fox News right now. I recommend it. Those of you entertaining Ms. Harris for 28 and a column for The Hill.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.US.